Dear African woman, if I haven't told you that you are beautiful, you are. If I haven't told you that your smile is lovely, it is. If I haven't told you that your dark skin is more beautiful than the night sky, it is. Dear African woman, only you can understand what it means to be an African queen, what it means to be black, bold, and beautiful. Dear African woman, for centuries you have been told that your place is in the kitchen. You have been boxed to build your world right in the shadows of men. And your gifts? They are buried with the umbilical cord of your children yet to be born. You have worked the fields and cooked the meals. You have cared for the children and fed the men. You have been the backbone of this continent. Yet, my dear African woman, you do not know who you are. You are the light that shines in the darkness, the beacon that restores hope into our hearts, the source of strength and courage, an embodiment of masculinity and femininity, the perfect being. You are the homekeeper, the nation builder, the tear wiper, the smile giver, the support system and lifeline of our continent. You are more beautiful than a flower in the savannah. Your smile is like falling snow on a drought-stricken land. Your kinky afro is like the soft cushions of clouds in the sky. You come in many shades, beige, chocolate, caramel, mocha, hazelnut, honey, espresso, ivory, olive, ebony. You are sweeter than Oreos dunked in milk. You are warmer than hot cocoa in the dry season during a storm. You are goodness. You are wonder. You are grace. You are kindness. You are fearless. You are lovely. All wrapped in one. Dear African woman, no matter where you are, no matter how you think you look, no matter how you see yourself, you are a special gift to the world. Rise up and make that change in the world. Be that difference. Lift your head high like the queen you are meant to be, because you are good enough, you are strong enough, you are beautiful enough. And my dear African woman, you are just enough.